It's hard to tell, the threat of a crackdown looms. But here at the anti-government encampment around Cairo's Rabah El Adawiya Mosque, people are ready. They have food, generators, satellite dishes. It's a city within a city, and despite the authorities' vow to besiege the area, police remain far away, and more people keep arriving. Past the barricades on the outskirts of the camp, Mustafa Mahmoud points out makeshift memorials to those who died in previous battles with police.
Here is the place of a martyr, and there another one.
He has come each day since early July, bringing his two young children. He hopes there's no more violence, but says people here are accepting.
Aren't we all a martyr's project? Isn't that true youth? Is any one of you standing here afraid? Then we'll leave it all to God.
The government calls the encampment a threat to security. International envoys have been trying to find a way out of the impasse, and on Sunday, the Sheikh of Al-Azhar offered mediation. But the leading Sunni cleric's offer is rejected by those inside the camp.
The Ahmad al-Tayyib, who has part, who's taken a huge part, who was the religious face of this military coup, is now coming and saying, hey, we're coming up with some sort of mediation, whatever. That's unacceptable. Imagine telling that to the mother of a martyr.
Media coordinator Mohamed Sultan says the demand that ousted President Mohamed Morsi be reinstated is non-negotiable.
We have nothing but that. The other side has guns, has armies, has media, has a judiciary system, has money. They have everything, and they're the ones not willing to compromise. We don't have anything. We're out in the streets. That's all we have.
The government has portrayed those camped here as dangerous radicals, and certainly the rhetoric of Islamism is everywhere. But for some, that's not the point.
I am not a Muslim brother, and I am not defending Morsi. I've been in opposition with him the whole year over the way he administered the country. But we are defending. For five times I go to the ballot box with my wife, and we stand for long hours. Where is my vote?
And like so many here, he's willing to risk a crackdown to make his voice heard. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.